Good day and welcome to Natural Health Dialogue. I'm Joseph Palmer here with Randy Net. I keep forgetting. Naturopathic Dr. Randy Lee. I have to put his title as a source of respect because he's been at it for 21 years. He deserves the respect. And today we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics. One of the reasons I like this podcast is many of what the things that we talk about have to do with food. In particular, this time of year, that food has to do with a winged fowl. Randy, what can you tell us?
Yeah, I'm going to start by saying we use a lot of spices during the holidays and a lot of them in the food that we eat. Everybody's familiar with pineapple rings with cherries and clove that you stick into your ham. Mm. Or you're familiar with gingerbread men. That's pretty popular.
I'm just going to close my eyes and listen to you talk now.
Peppermint sticks get stuck into everything. We hang them on the trees and then suck on them all during the holidays. Use peppermint teas and things. A lot of spices in the holidays, but I have a particular favorite. Some 30 years ago, I was in the military and stationed with a young Puerto Rican female who liked to cook. And she began to tell me about what they did with their holiday turkey. Mm-hmm. And so we just dubbed it Puerto Rican turkey. Mm. So when you talk to me about turkey for the holidays, it's always going to come out to Puerto Rican turkey.
So this is something that you guys actually make.
We make it every year. Since we were introduced to it 30 years ago, every Christmas turkey since then has been Puerto Rican turkey.
You just can't stop eating Puerto Rican turkey.
We love it. The flavors are great. The smell adds to the holiday spirit. The herbs that we're putting in there are the herbs that we talked about last week where we gave you all of the therapeutic benefits of those herbs. And I'm actually going to give you the recipe for Puerto Rican turkey and tell you how to prepare it.
Would you go so far as to say that it counts as aromatherapy if you stand in the kitchen while it's cooking?
It's going to be aromatherapy in the kitchen. It's going to be a digestive aid when you eat it. Plus, remember all of the therapeutic benefits we talked about the specific herbs, and I'll tell you exactly which ones we use in the recipe as well.
Please tell me more.
All right. Puerto Rican turkey. Basically, you're going to cook the turkey just like you normally cook a turkey. Same time and same temperatures that you use for your normal turkey, but this is to prepare before you actually put the turkey in the oven. And so three specific spices, clove, well actually four, black pepper, let me just give you the recipe, 1/4 cup of each of black pepper, oregano, basil, and then you chop up, we use an entire bulb of garlic. Mm-hmm. Break it apart into its individual cloves and then chop those up. Put those ingredients in a bowl and then put 1 cup of, we use Bragg's raw apple cider vinegar, mm-hmm, in that cup. And then that needs to set for about 15 or 20 minutes. And the reason is that the dried herbs that you put in there, once you pour the vinegar in there, the vinegar, they're going to float in the vinegar. Mm-hmm. But if you leave them there for about 15 or 20 minutes, they soak up all of that vinegar. And so what you end up with is a paste-like product that's made up of those herbs and the vinegar. Mm-hmm. Then you take that paste and you rub it all over the turkey.
Oh, turkey rub.
Turkey rub, inside and out. Under the wings, everywhere that you can put that stuff, you want it all over the turkey.
Inside too. Okay.
Inside as
so
well.
Can you just leave a ball of the paste in there on the inside? Or
absolutely. You're going to leave it all on there. You're not going to rub it and take it off.
Okay.
You're going to leave it on there. And then the last thing you do then is put a few dollops of butter on that turkey, mm, and put it in the oven and cook it for the same amount of time. Your kitchen will smell like heaven, mm, while the thing is cooking. And when you get ready to eat it, you'll find that it's formed a little bit of a herbal crust on the outside of the turkey. Mm. Totally edible. That's one of my favorite parts of the turkey then, is to get as much of it as I can. Mm. But the herbs also soak down into the meat. The crust causes the turkey to remain moist, and the herbs soaking down into the meat flavor the meat. And it's really one of the most, I'm sitting here with my mouth watering.
Mine too.
Can't talk about that without getting a watery mouth. But it's just an amazing way to eat turkey during the holidays.
Man, okay, so the herbs actually penetrate the skin of the turkey.
Penetrate the skin, and remember, you also have put some on the inside of the turkey cavity, so from both inside and outside, those are soaking down into it, down into the turkey. As you slice the turkey then, those that get a little bit of the crust on the edge as they're slicing it off will have that significant both aroma and flavor of those turkeys, but the flavor will be throughout the meat. We rarely eat our entire turkey at one setting. So we debone the turkey then and put those turkey chunks in Ziploc bags and put them in the freezer, pull them out and just eat them out of, for the week after that, I've got turkey a la king and I've got turkey with giblets and turkey slices and baked turkey and turkey sandwiches or just eating chunks of turkey while we watch television.
There you go.
It's a great holiday thing for us. We do it every year. All of my kids and most of the people that are in our family have now oriented themselves toward holiday turkey and the spices that go with it. Puerto Rican turkey is a holiday favorite for us.
And I think we need to put that recipe somewhere on the website. I'm going to try and figure that out.
Oh, we can do that too. As a matter of fact, I'll write it down for you so that you can, and then we'll put it on the website.
Okay, good. So what are the health benefits of this magical turkey?
Well, like I said last week, every one of those spices we talked about, the black pepper, the oregano, the basil, the garlic, last week we talked about the specific health benefits from them, but every one of them are used in therapeutical things. I have oils for all of these. We sell the oils to make other products that we talked about a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about
making
holiday
gifts.
Gift giving. We use those oils in the making of all of those games. So it's another way to take the healthful benefits of the spices and the herbs and get them into our bodies.
And a very tasty way.
Yeah, exactly. You know, these particular spices have been used therapeutically now for hundreds of years. And so the more ways that we can find to use them today, the more healthful our food will be.
So given that people have been doing it for so long, probably it's not a case of everybody is just sort of making up the benefits. There's probably some actual benefit there.
Absolutely. The herbs were used in a medicinal realm before they were ever decided to cook with them, before people started cooking with them. So we made medicine out of them, and then we started cooking with them.
Is there a healthy gravy that goes with the magical turkey?
A lot of people say they leave off the gravy because it's they have all kinds of problems with wheat, gluten-free,
right.
All that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
But we make our gravy out of alternative flours. Mm-hmm. We use real butter. And as long as you are respectful of the ailments that some people have and use alternative flours and alternative seasonings and alternative flavorings, then natural flavorings, then yes, it'll also be beneficial as well.
All right. So is there anything else on the turkey? Or we've got about a minute left.
Only to say that if you haven't done something like this before, do it. It doesn't take you any longer, 15 minutes longer to put the spices together, and that's the only addition there is, but a much more healthful benefit than just simple frying of a turkey or using without any spices on it at all.
So if people will change their routine just a little bit, they could be in for a great Thanksgiving adventure.
Absolutely. Thanksgiving and Christmas both.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Randy, for that delicious time we've had together. And everyone listening, God bless you all in this holiday season.
Amen.